Track 13, Frozen Food. Look in any supermarket. There are rows of freezers full of frozen food. You can buy strawberries in the middle of winter. You can find fish from the other side of the world. For thousands of years, humans have looked for ways to keep food fresh and safe. They added salt to meat. They dried fish. Later, they put vegetables in cans. This food is safe to eat, but it doesn't taste like fresh food. In the late 19th century, some people tried to freeze food, but the results were not very good. When it was cooked, the frozen food became very soft. It had no color, and it tasted terrible. And some of it was not very safe. No one wanted to buy frozen food. All of that changed in the 1920s when a man named Clarence Birdseye started to think about frozen food. He was working in northern Canada where the weather is very, very cold in winter. The native Inuit people there ate a lot of fish. In winter, they cut a hole in the ice to go fishing. When they took the fish out of the water, the fish froze immediately in the cold air. They kept the frozen fish for weeks. When they cooked the fish later, it tasted fresh and delicious. Birdseye was surprised and curious. Why was this frozen fish so good? And why was the frozen fish he had eaten before so bad? What was the difference? He cut up small pieces of both kinds of frozen fish. He looked at them under a microscope. They looked very different. When food freezes, the water inside them turns into ice. Ice is made of crystals. In the delicious fish, these crystals were very small. In the old soft fish, the crystals were much bigger. Birdseye finally understood. When you freeze food very quickly at a very low temperature, the ice crystals are small. If you freeze food slowly and the temperature is only 1 or 2 degrees below 32 degrees Fahrenheit, 0 degrees Celsius, the crystals are large. Large crystals make food soft. Birdseye knew he had a great idea for a business, the frozen food business. Birdseye went home and started to work on his idea. He invented a machine that could freeze food very quickly and at a low temperature. He started his own frozen food company in 1924. He started with fish. In 1927, he froze 1.6 million pounds, 726,000 kilograms of fish. But there were other problems. How could he move his frozen food from one place to another? Where could he sell his frozen food? Most stores did not have freezers. And who would buy his frozen food? Most homes did not have freezers either. Birdseye had to wait for all of these things. He sold his company to a bigger company. In 1930, the bigger company decided to give freezers to 10 stores, and things began to change. Perhaps the biggest problem for frozen food sales was the memory of that old frozen food. Many people had tried frozen food before, and they did not like it. They also thought it wasn't safe to eat. It took a long time to convince them to buy this new kind of frozen food. But when they tried it, most of them liked it. It looked good and tasted good, almost as good as fresh food. It was also very convenient and saved a lot of time. For example, the frozen vegetables were already clean and cut into small pieces. In a few minutes, they were ready to eat. More families brought freezers for their homes. Slowly, frozen food became more popular. People could eat fruit and vegetables all year round. They could have a healthier diet. They could also try new foods. Shrimp from Thailand, mangoes from the Philippines. Frozen food made the world a little smaller. Today, frozen food is a $240 billion business, and it is still growing. With frozen food and a microwave oven, some people never cook at all.